From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. It's nearly impossible to measure the amount of strategy that led to the end of legal abortion in the U.S. Activists, protesters, politicians, and judges all played a part, and so did corporations. Corporate funding from some oil and gas companies have been fueling the anti-abortion movement in the Gulf South for years. From the Gulf States Newsroom, Shalina Chetlani reports on how this stands to shape the future of reproductive health care in the region.
A young black woman walks into the lobby of Birthright of Jackson, a space filled with diaper towers and baby photos. She's pregnant and emotional.
I'm excited, I'm nervous, I'm gonna cry.
Okay. Hundreds of women have walked through the doors of this pregnancy resource center over the years. Director Monica Walton says she provides things like advice and maternity clothes, not prenatal health care.
I'm here to hold her hand, listen to her story. I'm not a doctor.
Pregnancy resource centers are not licensed healthcare facilities. Some say they offer medical services, but their primary focus is to encourage pregnant women to keep their babies. The state of Mississippi is encouraging investments in these organizations by giving companies tax breaks when they donate.
There's a pro-life ethos, and we want businesses to invest in the pro-life ethos.
Jamison Taylor authored the Pregnancy Resource Act. Through the new tax credit, businesses can get a dollar-for-dollar match up to half their tax burden, all the way up to the state's cap of $3.5 million a year. Taylor says this credit works because even businesses that aren't explicitly pro-life end up supporting that movement.
So the idea is that we can use tax policy to encourage public investment in nonprofit organizations.
But even before this new tax policy, the charitable arms of oil and gas companies were donating to pregnancy resource centers and to powerful political players in the anti-abortion movement. Oil and gas companies, far removed from women's health care, hold a great amount of political influence in the region. The Gulf States Newsroom analyzed records of donations from corporate foundations and found that oil and gas companies gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to pregnancy resource centers and to policy groups directly linked to abortion bans. Darren Dochuk, a historian of Christianity in the oil and gas industry, says there's a precedent for companies in the industry to use their charitable donations to fund certain social causes.
Really blend their goals for building successful businesses with a very explicit embrace of socially conservative Christian values. This is a phenomena that is very familiar across the entire southern rim of the country along the coast.
The charitable foundations of regional oil and gas companies like Aragon and Southern Company subsidiaries and multinational corporations like Shell Oil Company would not explain why they donated in the past on the record. But some companies did say that their funding isn't really a reflection of company values because it came through their employee matching gift programs. In other words, their employees chose to give, not them.
That's not exactly forthcoming or honest.
Dochuk says in many cases, employees' values reflect the company's values. And he says companies will often use employee-based programs to direct their charitable or political giving, so they don't have to publicly take on an agenda. In the end, where the Pregnancy Resource Act is concerned, company money ultimately ends up going to anti-abortion groups. In a post-Roe world, many anti-abortion advocates say pregnancy resource centers are the best way to help women. But clinic owner Getty Israel doesn't believe that's true, at least not for black women, who are statistically the most likely to get abortions in the Gulf South. She says that's because most pregnancy resource centers don't provide health care or address social issues. In a state where childbirth outcomes, especially for people of color, are dismal, Israel says pregnancy resource centers miss the mark on addressing the root causes. And most in Mississippi are run by women who aren't black.
They don't live in these communities. They don't walk these streets. They don't know these people. And I don't think they want to.
Israel, who is black, runs Sisters in Birth in Jackson, Mississippi. It's a clinic that supports women seeking natural birth with midwives. Israel wants to save moms and babies, but doesn't necessarily support taking away a woman's right to choose.
We're very clear that we don't support abortions, but we're not going to lie to you to get you in here to convince you not to have an abortion, which is what some of those.
And since her clinic isn't explicitly anti-abortion, she can't benefit from the Pregnancy Resource Act. Corporations won't get rewarded by the state for donating to her center because they can't take a write-off on their taxes. She's been searching for funding to start a birthing center, and she'd take that money from a corporation.
If I could get Shell Gas to write a check for my birth center, I would take it.
But Israel says the new state policy doesn't make room for organizations like hers because it focuses on business rather than birth outcomes.
It's not about women, it's not about babies, it's about your political agenda.
Earlier this year, Mississippi had an opportunity to extend postpartum Medicaid, which would have expanded health care for the state's most vulnerable new moms. Supporters, including some Republicans, called it a true pro-life policy that could save lives. But the bill died before it could go up for a vote. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chetlani.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama.